American high, boys. Show them how we stand. Every Cherokee be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. It's just a little while since we first started offering the German Hellcat and the Jap Nakajima fighter models on this program. Of course, we had a pretty good hunch that you fellows and girls would really go for these two brand new planes, but we never even dreamed we'd get such a terrific response from you listeners. We've sent out thousands and thousands of Hellcats and Nakajimas to practically every corner of the country. And it looks like number 5 and 6 of the Jack Armstrong True Flight model planes are the hottest pair in the series. Now, even though we've shipped out a record-breaking total of these planes, we know that there are some of you listeners who haven't yet sent in for your Hellcat and Nakajima. So to those of you who have been putting it off, I'm coming out today with a word of warning. Good things, including this free offer, don't last forever. Yes, if you don't get busy and send in for your Hellcat and Nakajima mighty soon, you may be disappointed. Remember, Jack Armstrong is going to offer 12 model fighter planes in all. And if you want to keep your collection complete, you'd better order numbers 5 and 6 before it's too late. Send for your Grumman Hellcat and Jap Nakajima flying fighter models today. Just send your name and address plus 2 Wheaties box stops to Jack Armstrong, Box 8140, Chicago. By return mail, you'll get the complete Jack Armstrong True Flight Model Plane Kit containing full cutout materials on special paper cover stock and instruction sheets for both the Hellcat and Nakajima fighters. Reports coming in from plane fans say that the Nakajima and Hellcat are two of the dandiest flying planes of the lot. And as for looks, you will have to take my word for it that they're just about the slickest, most colorful fighter models ever put out. Now, I'll repeat those instructions once again. To get your hand-launched flying models of the very latest Jack Armstrong True Flight model planes, send your name and address plus the tops from 2 packages of Wheaties to Jack Armstrong, Box 8140, Chicago, Illinois. Remember, send no money. Put those nickels and dimes in the war stamps. But you'd better get those box tops in the mail this weekend for sure. Time is getting very, very short. Act today. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. You hear is a tremendous water spout that has just been sighted by Jack Armstrong and Uncle Jim, who are at the wheel of the schooner Walkaway. A great whirling column of water that extends from the ocean up into the clouds is moving toward a small whaleboat containing 5 shipwrecked men whom our friends are trying to rescue. Fishface, the leader of the mutinous crew, was suspicious of the small boat that was sending up rockets of distress, and he and his gang came aft and told Uncle Jim not to try to make contact with the craft. While this conference was going on, Jack and Betty sneaked forward to where Billy was being held a prisoner. They released him and returned to the wheelhouse and surprised the mutineers. After Jack shot the gun out of the hand of Fishface, the rest of the crew were easily disarmed and made prisoners. But while Betty and Billy and Mr. Tobin were locking him in the forecastle, Jack and Uncle Jim discovered the menacing water spout. Listen.
Never can tell the course they'll take. Might come charging down on you, or might veer off in some other direction.
I've heard of them dividing into 2 or 3 water columns.
That's true. That's happened. It's a treacherous thing.
In the old days of sailing, they were responsible for more than one ship disappearing completely, I guess.
Many people think they've been responsible for the disappearance of modern ships. Remember the Navy called you Cyclops? Nobody knows how it disappeared.
By golly, that's right. Before the war, there were several ships that disappeared.
Nearly all of them were sailing through the tropics. This is the breeding place of hurricanes and water spouts.
Uncle Jim, I think that spot's going away from us. What? Does it look farther away than before?
It is farther away. That whaleboat's coming closer. There's 3 men rowing now.
Yeah, but they're still a long way off. Must be a couple miles.
Certainly hope we can reach them before that thing changes its course again.
Still going away from us. Not as loud as before.
What happened to you, Jack?
Why didn't you go up forward to help us lock up fish bait from the mutineer?
You didn't really need us, did you?
Oh, no. Mr. Tobin took care of everything. He's going to stay up forward and keep his eye on things.
He's not sure that gang hasn't got some arms hidden away down the forecastle. We searched, but we only found one more pistol under a mattress.
Hey, for the love of Mike. Look off there. A waterspout.
Couldn't you see that from down on deck there?
Oh, I didn't notice it. Did you, Betty?
Well, I heard a loud roar when we went below. Was that what that was, Jack?
Yes. Came pretty close a while ago.
Oh, look. There's the boat that put up the rockets.
Yes, we're trying to pick them up.
Oh, goodness, are we going to be able to pick up those men without running into that waterspout?
Heading back in this direction, kid.
Oh, the poor guys in that whaleboat must be a too. Look at them pulling on their oars.
Oh, they can't outrow that thing.
Oh, I'll say they can't.
Moving faster. Going bigger, too.
But if we get this up with that, we won't last 5 minutes on those humans. I'm scared.
All we can do is hope, Betty.
It'll mean the end of our expedition to the Spider Island. We'll never have a chance to discover the new kind of spider web the government wants for its bomb site.
Uncle Jim, look at it. That bomb is heading right toward that whaleboat now.
Oh, the poor men. You can actually feel the power in that huge column of whirling water.
Power is right. That gets close enough to catch up to their boat. That'll be the finish of them.
I'm afraid that spout had handled us with about as much ease as it would that small whaleboat.
Uncle Jim, that spout's bearing down on that boat faster every second. No, this is going to be dreadful.
Those guys aren't going to have a chance.
Unless we can pick them up and clear out of here before that one spout gets through.
I'm heading right for them. There's any chance of saving them. We'll try.
Look at them rolling. Fight those big waves. Oh, good grief.
Oh, boy. Is that water spout coming now? Wow, that's something.
Just for the battle, Jim. That's terrific.
Look at the size of that column of water.
We're in danger ourselves now. Can't beat that wheel.
Oh, for the love of Mike, let's clear out of here. Turn around, Uncle Jim. Come back. Get away from here.
I can't bring myself in.
Goodness, there it goes. See, it's going back away from those men.
Didn't I tell you they're unpredictable things? Say, Uncle Jim, this is the time to get in there and pick up that crew.
I'm going to take a chance.
Oh, hey, look out.
Mercy, Uncle Jim. The thing's reversed itself again. It's coming back. And this time it's headed for us.
Wait, it's going to turn. Head back. On the starboard. Hurry.
That thing ain't your horse and it ain't intelligent.
Oh, it sure sounds bad. And it is coming for us. There isn't any doubt about it.
What are you going to do, Uncle Jim?
I don't believe we can reach those men now.
On the wheel over and let's run for them.
Wait, cut over. Starboard. Here, I'll help you.
Over. We're like a piece of that sea thing. And it's traveling like the wind.
We're turning off now. Over, Jack. Over.
I'll ring for full speed.
We're heading away now. Getting out of the path.
Or it's staying on a straight course. Look, the doggone thing is going to come between us and the whale boat.
What a poor man. Between us and the whale boat, just as if it was meant to keep those men from being rescued.
Where are you heading now, Uncle Jim?
Coming about. Let me see if there's any chance of working around the port and reaching those men that way.
Yeah, you might be able to slip around behind it.
Oh, I don't think you can do it. As soon as you start in that direction, that thing will come back again. You mark my words.
It's rushing itself again. Now look, it's moving off to our right.
In the wider berth, Uncle Jim. Maybe we're going to get a chance to slip in closer to that whaleboat.
Well, the men in the whaleboat see what we're trying to do. They're swinging to port. They're going to try to meet us. It's moving away from us around our right. So it almost looks as if it were sneaking around, trying to get behind us.
Oh, don't be foolish, Betty. The thing isn't alive.
It certainly seems to be. Now look. Now just look.
Well, I'll be doggone.
It's coming back on our starboard side.
Things uncanny. Almost seems as if we're trying to look us over and we're bouncing.
Oh, Uncle Jim, let's get out of here.
That means those poor fellows in that whale boat. You don't mean that, Betty.
Of course he doesn't. Take it easy, Betty. We're going to get those fellows out of trouble. You wait and see. We're going to cross their bow in a few minutes. Keep on this course, Uncle Jim. Again, it's running faster and faster.
It's staying in one place. Right behind.
That's a good sign. Maybe getting ready to collapse with its own momentum. That's not what happened. The column breaks.
Yes, but look here, Uncle Jim. When the column breaks, the thing goes to pieces. It's followed by a terrific deluge. Tons of water come down from the sky.
Well, good night. That'll come down on us. It'll swamp us. Wreck us completely, Uncle Jim.
Oh, gee whiskers, that's right, Uncle Jim. We better get clear of here if that fool thing is going to go to pieces.
I'm keeping right on this course, Billy. We have to do everything we can to save those men in that small boat.
No! Listen to it. It's more frightening than ever.
Your natural phenomenon, if that isn't one.
Oh, it reminds me of a witch dancing around the cauldron. Oh, it's coming this way. What would happen if we could run into it?
For a bit to run into what? What do you think, Jack?
I think we'd probably break the column and we'd get wet.
There it goes! There it goes! Look, it's literally dancing around.
Well, that big one's not moving much. Thank goodness.
Oh, I sure wish it'd go away. Plenty far away, as Fitchens used to say.
We're getting closer to the whale bottom, Jim.
They're still straining at the oars, trying to get in a position so we'll cross their mouths. I think the poor fellows just keep rowing because they can't stop. They want to help themselves all they can.
That's just about it, Betty. Uh-oh. Here comes that confounded little water spot. Look, cutting in ahead of us.
You're right ahead of us.
That's exactly what it looks like. They are coming close. Look, what we're comfort. Fall right through them, Jim. Except for the smoke we get when the water comes down on us.
You can't tell, Jack. It goes fast. We missed
you. Not by much.
Oh, I'll say it wasn't by much. Oh, feel the waves. Hold fast.
Say, look at the big one. It's beginning to move again.
Oh, boy.
Heading this way.
I should say not. It'd have been picked up broadly if that had been the big one.
Oh, look! Quick! The little one's whirling across the path of the big one.
Hey, they're going to collide. They'll smash into each other.
That's what's going to happen.
Then what?
We're in for plenty of trouble.
Take it below. There'll be tons of water coming down us.
Uncle Graham, there they go!
Being caught between a couple of waterspouts is dangerous business. It certainly sounds as if those two came together that time. I wonder what that means. The stout little schooner, perhaps it'll be able to stand up under the tons of water that'll come down from the sky. We certainly hope so. Be sure all of you to listen in tomorrow to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong and the Mutineers.